Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. Where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence in their respective sports, but also in the classroom and in their contributions to their school and community. And welcome to our newest winner, senior basketball star at Byram Hills High School, Zach Gafobi. Hi, Zach. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. Thank you. And congratulations on the award. Well deserved. I looked at the nomination letter and you put up quite some numbers, and the team, though there was a disappointment we can talk about there at the end, quite a nice job for the team this year.
Yeah.
And also with us is your coach, Coach Teddy Repa, I forget, Coach.
Repa, thank
Repa.
You.
Okay, sorry, my bad. And so I see Byram Hills well represented with the Con Ed Award this year, including one of your teammates there, Chris Amanetto, who won at the beginning of the year, Zach, right back in December. And as I just mentioned, it was a heck of a season for you all, though my apologies. It ended in the state Final Four, the semis against Mount Sinai. But double OT, though, heck of a game. What was that one like there, Zach?
It was definitely like a nerve-wracking experience, like when the game got closer and closer, but I had faith in my teammates till the end. And even though it didn't end how we wanted, we still had a great season, and I enjoyed the memories we made along the way.
Oh, I'm sure. And that is a heck of a season. You had quite a game, too. Double-double, 10 points, 20 rebounds. You finished the season averaging 13 rebounds a game, nearly three blocks a game as well. And this was a step up for you this season compared to last season, though. So congratulations on making the Final Four there. But let me ask you, you've been all section, all conference, all league, all county, Section 1, Class A, all tournament. You also have a school record, 60 dunks in one season. I'm sorry, what is that, like three a game? Holy cow. And also Byram Hills varsity basketball most improved players. So with all of this, has anybody come a-calling? You know, has anybody come knocking on your door when it comes to colleges yet?
For basketball, yeah. Union and then some SUNYs.
Oh, okay, great. And I was talking to Coach before we started recording here, and he did tell me that you are going to be competing in track this year for the very first time. And one of the things Coach said was, if colleges are looking, even though this is the first time for you for track, that's what they should be looking for you for as well, not just basketball. So what are you going to be competing in? What's going to be your event or events when it comes to track this spring?
Well, I want to compete in short distance, like 100 meters, 200 meters at max. I don't really have that much endurance, as you can see on the court, me huffing and puffing. And then for the field part, I think shot put's a good one, because like it's good to have long arms for that.
Oh, yes, I would imagine so. So, that's very cool. Well, good luck to you there. And I also noticed, too, that you've been a rower. Now, are you continuing to row? Is that still something you're interested in doing?
I used to row. I quit rowing 2 years ago due to cramps.
Oh, I got you.
All right. The boat was small, so...
But I also did see an Ivy League connection for you, as you did do a little bit of rowing at Dartmouth, which is pretty impressive, because that's Dartmouth when it comes to rowing. That's big time. And you also rowed for Row America Greenwich. So you were quite involved with that. But looks like the track is pretty much the thing for you this spring, now that the basketball season is behind you. And I guess that's got to be pretty exciting, too, to do something new like that.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun to just zoom past people, and I'm also running with my friends too. So,
oh, that's great. That's great. And so let me ask you a question then. So you are a multi-sport athlete. We have a lot of multi-sport athletes here that win this award. Coaches always extol the virtues of multi-sport athletes because of what they bring from one discipline to another, depending on what the sport of the moment is. So for you, as you head into track, what is it about possibly rowing in the past and then, of course, basketball that you think might give you the advantage over other runners when it comes to track in the spring?
Well, I think the physical part of the sports are pretty similar, but I think the mental part is what carries over to track. Rowing a little bit, but especially basketball has given me the strong mental capacity to compete at a high level.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, Coach, why don't you talk to me about Zach here? You've been all smiles as Zach has been as Zach has been answering my questions. What's it been like coaching him?
Oh man, Zach has been such a joy. He's been on the team for 4 years, been part of the most successful 4 year run in school history in terms of basketball success, back to back gold balls, obviously getting to the state Final Four. We don't accomplish any of these goals without Zach. He's just a difference maker. He's the best defensive player I've ever coached, the most physically dominating player I've ever coached. And as you can tell, he's super respectful. He loves his teammates. He plays for his teammates. And that's what really shines through. And that's what I'm gonna remember. I'm just gonna remember him kind of like taking care of his teammates. He covers up all their mistakes.
I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior basketball star at Byram Hills High School, Zach Afobe. So, Zach, with this award comes the academic side of things and other aspects, things that you do outside the classroom, and you're pretty, you're in pretty good shape there. You've got a 3.7 GPA. You're on an AP track with, let's see, human geography, U.S. history, Spanish, very involved with Spanish you are, and also a couple of college-level classes. But when it comes to your coursework, what is it that strikes your fancy? What is it you look forward to the most and maybe something you might consider moving forward?
Well, I want to major in finance, but besides that, I really like classes that involve, like, the world, like, getting to go to different places. So that's why I'm learning Spanish, because with that, I get to understand a new group of people and go to different places without using Google Translate.
That's, well, there you go. Yes, without having to use Google Translate, indeed. yes, I also see that in that regard, you are a member of the Students of Cultural Association and you're a volunteer. So, what exactly do you do there that relates to what you just told me?
Well, we do these drives where we donate clothing that you don't need to the people who need it.
Okay, and then also I see that you're in the Students for Refugees Club. You can tell me about that one a little bit too.
Yeah, same thing there. We just do every month or so, we do these drives where people would donate clothing, water bottles, and any other necessities.
All right, well, that's very important work, and those folks need it. So good for you all for thinking about them and doing what you can to help out. And you're also a Byram Hills peer tutor. You teach a couple of, speaking of Spanish, you teach a couple of students in Spanish, and you serve as a Spanish pen pal. So who is it that you are going back and forth with pen pal-wise?
I have this friend in Spain named Andres, and we've been pen paling since last summer, and he likes the topic of basketball, so we pen pal back and forth regarding that.
I was going to say, yeah, you're well versed there. So he's got a very good pen pal if he's looking to learn about basketball. And this is very cool. It mentions in your nomination letter, and I don't know if you still play or not. But what about the trombone?
Oh yeah, I'm currently playing that still. Yeah, I've been playing that since fourth grade, and when I want to like relax sometimes, I just play some pieces.
Okay, well, you see, now that answers one of my final questions I always ask, which is, what do you do? Because you're a busy guy, what do you do to give yourself a little bit of a break? You know what I mean? Take a breather, give yourself a reset. So, trombone apparently is one of those things, huh?
Yeah.
Anything else you do just to step back?
Well, trombone, video games, and then like learning Spanish because there's a lot to it. So I find that calming too, just learning new aspects of the language.
Oh, that's great. And then with the trombone, are you in a band? Do you have any kind of recitals or anything like that at school?
Yeah, I'm in the school band, and we have a winter concert and a spring concert, and then many events in between then.
Oh, very cool. Well, you guys enjoy getting ready for the spring concert then, huh?
Yeah,
Okay.
we're currently playing this piece called Northern Lights, and really
Okay.
good concert. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Now, Coach, let's, you know, before we wrap things up here, and again, Coach has got some big smiles going on there, Zach, and that's all about you. So talk to me about Zach a little bit before we finish up.
I'm just one of the biggest fans of Zach. He's a unique combination of a lot of different things. Super bright, super competitive, kind. It's just a very unique blend. It's literally like the most irreplaceable athlete we've ever had. And I know he's going to do great things, but we're certainly going to miss him.
Well, there you go, Zach. That is a fantastic way to end this interview. And it's okay, by the way, if you want to blush a little bit, you know, courtesy of those coach words. But, well, listen, again, congratulations, Zach. And, Coach, congratulations, too. I mean, like I said, it wasn't the end of the season you quite wanted, but still, it was quite a season. So, good for you all. And for Byram Hills High School Zachophobe, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7.
Can I say one more thing?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I'd like to thank my teammates for being great competitors and making me a better person. And I also like to thank Coach Sharipa. That's been the best coach for these 4 years I had. He's made me a better person, and I'll miss him.
Well, there you go. Well done, Zach. That is how we're going to close the show.